7:40. Everything has changed this week. Everything is different. Joining us right now, the president of the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, Thelma Castillo. Thelma, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What a week this has been, huh?
You know, I was thinking about that on the drive in and to our office. And I know last week at this time, or maybe an hour later, Joyce was in there talking about the business after 5.
Yep.
The day after on Thursday, and you're absolutely right. Things have changed so rapidly, so quickly, that it's been hard to keep up, even though about a week and a half ago or so, the health department had asked us to send out some information to our members, and of course we did that, not really knowing the impact of the coronavirus was going to have on our community, but we wanted them to be informed, and it was really a surprise to me on how many people responded back to that mass email thanking me for that information. And I actually called Annette and let her know that, because we do send out a lot of information, and we don't always get responses back. And yet, on that particular email, we got so many responses back saying, thank you for this information. We really appreciate it.
I know, Thelma, the Chamber is, you have so many functions like Business After 5 and Lunch and Learns and other things like that. I mean, all those gatherings have to be put on hold now, don't they?
Yes, as last week, we were still within the regulations or the time frame where we could still continue with our activities, which we did. We had a lunch and learn on Wednesday. We had a business after 5 on Thursday, and we had a ribbon cutting on Friday. During that time, we made the decision to postpone the state of St. Clair County address, state of the state, and so that was a hard decision to make, but we wanted to make the decision before, you know, anyone was and telling us that we had to make that decision. So we, you know, lined all that up. And talking to our venue provider, you know, he was very concerned about all this and what the impact would be on his business and worry how, if we're already thinking about this, others were also going to be calling him. And, you know, it has had a domino effect. No one has been spared in our community. We're all feeling the pinch of how this is affecting all of us. And you know, from a chamber perspective, I know I've reached out to a couple other chambers to see how they're handling things. We do have to look at things differently. Actually, today we're going to do a live feed for our breakfast brief. We're going to see how that goes. Tomorrow we're going to do one with our networking group that normally meets on the second Thursday of the month. So we're going to do that and see if those work well for our members. You know, our members like a lot of interaction and socializing, and so I think it's going to be tough for a lot of people to figure out how to continue to make their business successful, how to make the contacts without seeing people face-to-face.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see the business community come together in this crisis. For example, you know, restaurants and bars all had to close down on Monday, but I've heard an awful lot of support from people saying, get carry out from your favorite restaurants. I mean, that's one way that you can support local businesses.
Absolutely. You know, and also order gift cards. You can use that at a later time. You know, from our perspective, we've been reaching out, posting things, letting people know what businesses are open, what are their hours, how you can help them, how you can, you know, order out, carry out. Because we're all in it together, and we do hope, just like Annette said earlier, you know, we're going to come out of this, and we hope to be stronger from everyone pulling together to make it happen. It's just not one entity. It's not one organization. It's everyone working together as a community, and that's the way it should be. And the other thing is, you know, we represent business, and we have over 600 members, but we also represent the nonprofits, and I'm really scared for them how they're going to overcome some of these things. Because, again, as you know, we're always working on a shoestring budget. There's not a lot of extra cash and cushion there. So we're trying to put some programming together for them specifically to help them be successful during this time frame.
Well, that's so important because, I mean, I'm just thinking of the events that I can think of off the top of my head. There's at least 3 or 4 fundraising events for nonprofits that that had to be canceled in the upcoming weeks, and there will be more, and so that's going to be very important for them to try and recoup some of those dollars.
We have a nonprofit committee, and we met actually last, I think Tuesday, before all this really hit, and we were talking about how we can be stronger as a group and what we needed to do, and we were talking about some of the events that were taking place, and one was late April, and she's like, what do you mean I might have to postpone? I said, this is going to go on for a while. You know, people, when they finally realize the impact and how it could affect their business, it's scary, and people are scared and fearful. But we also have to support our nonprofits, and if people have purchased a ticket or did a sponsorship, I would hope those would continue to stay in place and people would not be asking for a refund, because a lot of times these nonprofits, that's their biggest fundraiser, and that's how they stay afloat for the entire year.
Yeah, I think when we come out the other side of this, like you said, like Annette said, I think there's going to be pent-up demand to socialize, to support businesses, and I'm not saying that we're going to make good everything, come April or May, but I think that once we do have the opportunity to get out there and start supporting businesses, people are going to want to do that, aren't they?
Absolutely, and I think as our community goes through this process and goes through this time frame, you saw it happen back in 2000, after the 2008-9. I wasn't here, but I've heard a lot of stories of how the community pulled together, and I think they're going to come together as well once this is all over, so then we really know how we can go forward and build the community that we currently have. Maybe there won't be that much of an impact, I don't know, but I know some of our businesses with the restaurants, the retail, our hair salon people, you know, they're struggling trying to figure out what's the balance in terms of, do I keep my business open or do I limit the interaction that we have? They don't fall into some of those, the criteria of that we need to shut our doors. Even the Chamber of Commerce, we're trying to stay open so that our businesses know that we're here trying to support them. Or, you know, we're on a lot of conference calls. Sometimes the information is just so overwhelming. We're trying to keep them informed, but not bombard them with so much information that they just say, okay, that's enough, I don't want to hear anymore. But I think it's good to be informed and to know what your options are, and that's what we're trying to do. I did want to mention that Cranes, Detroit, I know some people in this community have a subscription and some do not, but they're offering a free coronavirus newsletter. So if you go on their website, you can sign up for that. And if you want to get information from them, they're suspending any subscription fees for that. So it's another way to keep informed. And from our perspective, you know, we've been working with the U.S. Chamber, the Michigan Chamber. We've been talking to the SBA. You know, there's a lot of people out there that want to help everyone. It's just a matter of getting through the information that people can understand the information, because I'll tell you, sometimes it's a little overwhelming even for me to look at that information and say, I don't understand this. How can I help my members if I don't understand this?
Yeah, I'm on your website right now, Thelma, bluewaterchamber.com, and there is a button right there on the homepage, COVID-19 information, so people can click right on that and get the latest local information. That's fantastic.
Yes, we're trying to put information out there, so because everyone does it their own way in terms of how to process information. So, again, we want it on our homepage. People can click there, get information. We're updating it periodically every day because we want everything to be relevant. We don't want anything to not be accurate, and so our members know what's happening.
All right, good stuff. Thelma, appreciate the update. Hang in there. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Paul.
All right,
good to see
care.
Your face.
Yeah. We'll see you soon, I hope. Take care.
Yeah, right.